I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. New Zealand and Australia have sent military surveillance flights to assess the damage caused by a huge undersea volcanic eruption in Tonga. Communications with the Pacific Island nation have been limited since Saturday's eruption. A British woman who was missing has been found dead in the first reported fatality on the island. Residents who got messages out to the world described a moonscape left by tsunami waves and volcanic ashfall. New Zealand is planning to fly water and other supplies to Tonga on Tuesday. At least 22 people were killed when an earthquake struck western Afghanistan on Monday. The U.S. Geological Survey says the epicenter of the magnitude 5.3 quake was about 40 kilometers east of Kala-Ena, the capital of Badghis province. The Afghan official Bakhtar News Agency quoted local authorities as saying that women and children were among the victims. The death toll is expected to increase. A group of United Nations human rights experts alleged Monday Afghanistan's Islamist Taliban government was attempting to steadily erase women and girls from public life. Taliban leaders are institutionalizing large-scale and systematic gender-based discrimination and violence against women. That's according to a statement issued by the Office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights. The experts reiterated their alarm at a series of restrictive measures that the Taliban have introduced since seizing power last August. The Taliban have barred most Afghan women from returning to their jobs, ordered taxi drivers to offer rides only to female passengers wearing hijabs, and required a male relative to accompany women traveling, among more.